time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I've got a couple of people with the housing program here in the area. A couple of things we're going to talk about. One is a mutual self-help construction. And if that seems wordy, it's really sweat equity is what it boils down to. We're going to tell you how you can be a part of this program. They are taking applications right now and appointments for pre-approval. We'll talk with Vicki Ori, the housing program manager here, and we'll talk with her about that. And then we're going to talk about the community development program and their rehab program on single family housing. And we're going to talk with Tamara Dockstatter about that. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Vicki, we're going to start with you because we're going to start talking first about the Mutual Self-Help Construction Program. First off, what is this and how is this involved and what do you guys do for folks here in the area?
So what we have is we have this program, Mutual Self-Help Construction, through USDA. And what this is an income qualifying program. So, for instance, a family of one to four would need to have an income under household income is what I'm talking about, under $66,300. And then for a family of five to eight, it's $87,500 household income. So if you're under that amount, you would qualify for the program. And then what it is just like Dave said, it's a sweat equity program where you are required to have volunteers. And it's on the philosophy of the barn raising from the past, where people would go into their community and they would help each other build their homes. So they would gather together and do that labor.
And really what this is, as you said, it's a community building exercise, really, because it's you're helping your friends and your neighbors with their home. You do have a general contractor that's over the whole project, correct?
Yes, Keith Cox is our construction supervisor is his title. And Keith goes in and he teaches the participants the skills that they need to build the home. And so they work as a team. They have a group charter. And they put in 17 hours a week. And they also get volunteers for another 13 hours. So they gather together with Keith and they do 65% of the labor on the home.
And once again, you're helping your friends and your neighbors and that are soon to be your neighbors, should say. And everybody's working together on these homes, and that is building equity in your own home. So let's talk about if someone is out there thinking, you know what, this might be a good deal for me and for my family, what do they need to do?
So what they need to do is right now we're taking appointments for pre-approval. So what that means is they would call my office, 435-613-0026. They would make an appointment with me and I would sit down with them for about 30 minutes and I would just check things to see like their income and how, you know, if we could get them qualified for enough to build the house. And through that pre-approval process, we talk about credit score, the normal things you talk about when you apply for a loan.
And all of this stuff you do down there at the, is it down at the
Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, and the housing department is within that building down on Carbon Avenue.
All right. So once again, if you think this might be for you, get a hold of Vicki, set up an appointment. You are looking for pre-approvals right now.
Right. We're trying to assemble a wait list for group three. The second group just started and they are here in Price. There are three homes near the first ones we completed in August. We had four families move into those homes and they are on Parkway, just off of Cedar Hills Drive. And we have three that are going in on Eastridge Road, kind of by those townhomes that are over there. And we're looking for additional lots, and we feel this program is going to be very sustainable. Right now we have teachers, law enforcement, We have just a diverse group of people, single moms, that are involved in this program. And like I said, you have to have good volunteers and you have to be willing to work hard because you're building your own house. You're doing 65% of the labor.
All right. So from that, we're going to now turn over to Tamara Dockstetter. She's the Community Development Program Coordinator. And Tamara, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in. Let's talk about what you do there. And you deal with a lot of like rehab projects. Is that correct?
That's correct. Within the Housing Department, we are funded by the Community Development Block Grant. That's a program that is provided through the state. And the program is called Single Family Rehab. And what that is somebody has to be 62 years or older or a documented physical or mental disability, or families with children under the age of 10. So what we do is we go in and do an inspection, and we're looking to make their house safe and sanitary. We're not going to go in and put new carpet in unless it got destroyed in a flood. We're not going to put, it's not a remodel project. It is a rehab project. So somebody may call and need a new roof because they've got 9 buckets, which is not unusual around their home. So we're going to go in there. We have vetted contractors that we use. They go out, they do bids, and then internally, we, depending on what their bids look like, we have a bidding committee that then moves them forward in the process.
And as you said, this is really just to make sure that the house is structurally sound and safe to be lived in. Is that basically what it
is? Absolutely. And that's part of the reason they do with children under the age of 10. Part of the process is, with the housing stock being very old in this area, we do a lead-based paint test. And so if they're working on areas within the home that have lead-based paint, then we're responsible with the contractor to mitigate that, you know, to tape off an area and things like that.
All right. So you said something about single-family rehabs will be starting, and you'll be taking applications in June. What's the application process like?
The application, they would call me. My phone number is 435-613-0029. We get an application in their hands. They return it with documentation to prove their income, prove their eligibility with the things I mentioned earlier. And then we would do an inspection, the lead-based inspection and a physical inspection of the home. Many times they may want a roof, but we go in there and they have a 35-year-old heater. We're going to replace that heater, too. That's not a safe and sanitary situation. They'll be calling back at some point. So then we get our contractors to go out and bid the projects, and we go through that, our bidding committee, and then we start on the project. It's not a quick project because behind the scenes we have to do an environmental review, make sure that we don't have buildings that have historical value or Indian artifacts on them. So there's a lot of layers to the back scene that we have to do. So I wish it was a quicker process, but people just have to be patient with the process. It is a grant. They do not have to pay it back. We do put a lien on the home for the first 5 years. And that lien is just if they sell it or they add somebody else to the title, it's prorated. They would have to pay a portion of that grant back. After 5 years, it's completely forgiven. If they pass away within that 5 years, it's forgiven. So it's a grant program that they don't have to pay back. And then we have a very low interest loan if we walk into a home, and many times we do, that the project exceeds the grant amount.
All right. So once again, this is all grant based. Everything is if you think you may fall into this and you may need some help, get a hold of you down there at, what was the number one more time?
435-613-0029.
And I think it's great that the help is there, and there's probably more help available to people than they know in looking at things like this. So it's great that you guys are coming on, letting people know, getting this out there, and taking care of it this way. Is there anything else that you wanted to add before we get out of here? Did we hit everything we needed to?
I think so. Just give me a call, Vicki Ori, at 613-0026. If you think you're interested in the program, I can talk to you on the phone and we can decide on a time, and I can sit down and go over your pre-qualification.
All right. So once again, Tamara, you needed to add anything?
No, I think we did it.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. Once again, I really appreciate the time.
Thank you for the time.
We've been speaking, of course, with Tamara Dockstader and Vicki Ory, part of the housing program here. If you're looking at maybe building your own home and think you may qualify, get a hold of them. Or if you're in an older home that maybe needs a little TLC, they can take care of you as well. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.